7DY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Partly cloudy today with a high of 91. South winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies again tonight. Lows dip down to about 66. A mix of clouds and sun tomorrow. Chance for scattered storms. Highs around 84. Cooler Thursday and Friday with a chance for scattered storms. Highs in the mid 70s. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 82.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. U.S. restaurants feeling supply chain issues for their food products are also contending with issues around upgrading kitchen equipment. Restaurant Business reports it again sometimes take months to get equipment in the door thanks to a backlog of imports that have left two dozen or more container ships waiting outside the U.S. ports. Mark Rossi, CEO of Avanti Restaurant Solutions, told Restaurant Business that the supply chain challenges could be expected to persist until January of 2023 or longer. The supply chain issues caused by COVID pandemic stems from labor issues, including a lack of truck drivers and manufacturers struggling to bring workers back. The lack of truck drivers creates backlogs of shipments at U.S. ports as container ships are forced to wait longer to unload. The challenge for restaurant operators comes as they are dealing with their own issues, like labor shortage and trouble getting food supplies in the door. Former U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer joining another high-ranking alumni from the Trump administration at the recently formed research group American First Policy Institute. Lighthizer helped former President Trump wage a trade war against China that resulted in Chinese tariffs on U.S. farm commodities and the massive U.S. subsidies to make up for the losses. Lighthizer also led the talks that resulted in a Phase 1 trade agreement under which China has temporarily put many of those tariffs on hold. Lighthizer said he highlighted the former role as USTR in confronting China and renegotiating the North American Free Trade Agreement. He said at AFPI, he hopes to continue to advance the new paradigm and continue a transformative policy that was championed during the Trump administration. And the nation's average gas price declined 7 cents a gallon from a week ago, according to Gas Buddy, and national average price for diesel, though risen 1.4 cents in the last week. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Marysville Ready Mix is seeking a full-time truck driver. This job requires a Class B CDL and is full-time, available immediately. Benefits include holiday pay and vacation pay. Apply in person or call Marysville Ready Mix at 562-3418. Marysville Ready Mix, an equal opportunity employer.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Authorities say a 17-year-old who became unresponsive while being restrained at a Kansas juvenile facility died 2 days later at a hospital. He was taken into custody by Wichita police on suspicion of 3 counts of battery on a law enforcement officer. Police took him Friday to the Sedgwick County Juvenile Intake Assessment Center. The juvenile was restrained, and while restrained, he became unresponsive. Emergency medical responders took him to a hospital where he died on Sunday. Here's Colonel Brian White of the Sedgwick County Sheriff's Office.
They were out of that system when medical services were called for, is my understanding, but certainly we would want to take a look at, and again, KBI is the lead investigator on this, investigating agency on this incident.
That audio courtesy of KSN. And Governor Laura Kelly has ordered flags throughout the state to be flown at half staff to honor COVID-19 victims as Kansas exceeded 6,000 reported deaths. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Truck, SUV. That's the only choice you'll have to make, because where you buy it is easy. Rusty Eck Ford.
That's right. And at Rusty Eck Ford, again, you have options with their huge selection of certified pre-owned vehicles available right now. What does certified mean to you? It means getting the price advantage of buying pre-owned with the security of a manufacturer-backed warranty, like Ford's, with up to 7 years and 100,000 miles. It means getting a vehicle that comes fully inspected. It means getting 24/7 roadside assistance and total peace of mind. Rusty Eck Ford is your number one choice as your number one certified pre-owned Ford dealer in Wichita.
So it's that simple, and there is no other choice. It's Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEggFord.com.
Office valid on select in-stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all qualify. See dealer for details. Based on 5/20/21 sales. Office expires month's end.
The undersheriff of a South Central county in Kansas has been arrested in connection to a domestic violence incident over the weekend. The Kansas Bureau of Investigations says in a news release that Edwards County Undersheriff Robert Blackwell was arrested Monday for aggravated domestic battery. The KBI says that an Edwards County deputy responding Sunday evening to a 911 call made from a home in Kinsley learned that Blackwell was involved in a physical altercation. The sheriff's office later that evening contacted the KBI to investigate. The 39-year-old undersheriff was booked into the Ford County Detention Center. And a former Kansas utility worker accused of remotely tampering with a public water system's cleaning procedures has notified a federal court that he plans to change his plea. Wyatt Travnicek was indicted in March with remotely accessing the Post Rock Rural Water District systems in 2019, about 2 months after he quit his job with the utility. He's accused of shutting down the facility's cleaning and disinfecting procedures. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Power up your child's curiosity. Upgrade your router today and just imagine the results tomorrow. From history sites making the past come alive to science sites with tours of outer space, the internet is brimming with ways to inspire curiosity. Help your child take this curiosity to a higher level with Blue Valley's managed Wi-Fi and Tech Home Bundle. Get free installation and the first month free for both managed Wi-Fi and Tech Home. Visit BlueValley.net today.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Tuesday. A judge has refused to block Creighton University's requirement that all students get vaccinated against COVID-19, despite the objections of a handful of students who said getting the shots would violate their religious beliefs against abortion. The Catholic University in Omaha mandated that all students get vaccinated back in August. The lawsuit says the students objected because vaccines were developed or tested using cells from aborted fetuses. The Vatican has declared that such vaccines are morally acceptable when others aren't available. Nebraska Secretary of State Bob Evnen has announced that he'll seek a second term in office. Evnen, a Republican, was first elected back in 2018. He previously served on the Nebraska State Board of Education and was an attorney in Lincoln. He was also active in the 2016 ballot campaign to preserve Nebraska's death penalty after the legislature abolished it. Nebraska Mid-America Network News. You'll definitely want to take in the Fall 2021 Chisholm Trail Gun Show, one of Wichita's and Kansas' oldest, largest, and most popular gun shows. The Chisholm Trail Gun Show happens at Park City's Hartman Arena Saturday and Sunday, October 9th and 10th. Doors open at 9 o'clock both days. A Midwest favorite, the Chisholm Trail Gun Show has table after table of guns, hunting supplies, and shooting supplies, buying, selling, and trading. The Chisholm Trail Gun Show, October 9th and 10th at Hartman Arena.
Riverfest is back September 30th through October 3rd. The river rocks again with the Capitol Federal Fireworks, Safelite Auto Blast Sundown Parade in reverse, and concerts, including Spirit Aero Systems presents Flatland Cavalry, Fidelity Bank presents Fits in the Tantrums, and Big Boy. Get the Wichita Riverfest 2021 mobile app powered by Evergy to see this year's events and plan your four-day party. Then buy your button at Quick Trip. Fall Riverfest 2021, September 30th through October 3rd.
Reporting local news, and Bruce Dierking. A determined group of citizens marched to City Hall for the council meeting Monday, with several dozen waiting outside when the doors opened to a standing room crowd. Public comments were passionate and at times lengthy, centered on the recent dismissal of longtime police chief Todd Ackerman. City Attorney John McNish read a prepared statement that a longstanding practice as to personnel issues was being followed, and that a grievance process was in place. He added that the governing body responsibility was to ensure that the police department is operating in accordance with the mission and goals outlined. He closed, thanking the chief for his years of service to the community. McNish later inserted that termination for cause was allowable and referenced any type of misfeasance or malfeasance could be considered cause. Jamie Anderson led a long line of questioning with regard to a series of actions by the council, resulting in a code book change and clarification of a 2011 code that defined which positions were under the jurisdiction of the city administrator. Mayor Jason Barnes replied that the intent was to strip some of the powers of the mayor. She asked clarification of a draft and how it was initiated. Comment on the grievance process and lack of transparency in the dismissal were questioned. Rex Estes spoke and had reached out to Ackerman, who advised that a hearing had not been held, and he has not been made aware of what prompted his dismissal. Estes closed, commenting that you gotta know what you're grieving. Former Mayor Murdoch chastised the council for giving full authority to hire and fire to the city administrator. Ott asked if he were indeed the administrator or city manager, and suggested the council buy out the contract of Austin St. John and send him on. A number of others spoke in favor of Ackerman's previous performance and contributions to the community, many questioning the transparency of the process and noting that a reason for dismissal had not been provided. Councilman Todd Fry asked if it were too late to do the right thing and have a conversation with Todd Ackerman. He asked if there were a reason the council could or could not ask for an executive session with Ackerman in attendance. The city attorney suggested several times that Ackerman file a grievance. There was some confusion if the window for filing had passed, and several citizens demanded that a reason for termination had never been provided. Councilman Keith Beichmann questioned the call of a previous executive session. A back-and-forth battle continued as to why Ackerman was dismissed. Fry interjected again that we need to get the wheels rolling so that we can have that conversation. After nearly an hour, the mayor moved the meeting along to other business without a definite reference as to future action. Later in the meeting, a pair of executive sessions were held for the purpose of discussing personnel and potential litigation, including the city attorney and city contracted legal counsel, with no binding decisions made. Reconvening, Councilman Keith Beichmann asked the city attorney what the steps were necessary to rescind a previous motion. John McNish advised that a new ordinance could be brought forward to go back and have department heads defined as to who they report to and remain under the direction of a city council. Following brief discussion, as to city charter ordinances, the meeting was adjourned. A request was approved for hosting the MHS Homecoming Parade Friday afternoon, 1:30 till 3:30, blocking Broadway from 12th to 8th Street and restricting parking. The Berean Church requested permission to improve drainage and add a tube that would allow expansion of the church parking lot off North Street. It prompted a broader discussion as to the need for a drainage study with future options for adjacent properties that might be considered. Permission was granted for blocking Broadway for the annual Black Squirrel Night Thursday, October 28th, which will kick off a year-long 50th anniversary celebration of the designation of Marysville as Black Squirrel City. A proposal at a rate of some $7,000 annually to add a tracking device to all city-owned vehicles was reduced to a motion to monitor the street sweeper, which failed on a 2-5 vote. Another motion to monitor the street sweeper and police department vehicles brought further discussion and resulted in a 4-3 vote to approve. Updates include work continuing at the airport and concrete for the fire station underway, with work to start soon on a portion of 11th Road and extension of Hartley Ridge Drive north to Jayhawk Road. Waterline project work continues and outfield lights at Feldhausen Field have been delivered and are awaiting installation. A cyber attack reported at the Pottawatomie County Treasurer's Office last week forced curtailment of some services, including the driver's license office. County emails were also isolated for a time as a result of the incident. Two older men, both in their 60s, who were reportedly acquitted, were involved in an incident Monday afternoon north of Randolph that resulted in a shooting. An unidentified 66-year-old man was taken to a hospital, and the other 69-year-old man was arrested without incident. Linda L. Holloman, age 72, of Waterville, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Thursday, 2 p.m. at Marysville Christian Fellowship. Terry Christie Funeral Home of Waterville in charge of arrangements for Linda Holloman. William A. Bill Wilcox, age 63, of Blue Rapids, passed away Saturday. A celebration of life service is planned October 7th at 1 p.m. at the Blue Rapids Grade School Gymnasium. Private interment at the Prospect Hill Cemetery at a later date. Terry Christie Funeral Home of Waterville in charge of arrangements for Bill Wilcox.
When you're raising cattle, you're running a business. And the path to a profit isn't always clear. Our ag specialists have expertise in all aspects of raising livestock. So when you need help keeping your cattle on the right path and could use some financial perspective, talk to us. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
Brand Source Appliance Store has a large selection of in-stock freezers, French door refrigerators, dishwashers, washer dryer sets from LG, Whirlpool, Maytag, Bosch, Samsung, and Frigidaire. Freezers starting at $199 and dishwashers at $399. Free shipping to your door on orders over $299 within 100 miles of the store. In-house delivery and installation available for an additional small fee. Also, hundreds of pieces of in-stock bedding and furniture in the Ashley Home Store. Brand Source Appliance Center next to the Ashley Home Store in Indian Creek Mall, Beatrice.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. It's going to feel like summer out there across the central parts of the Midwest. We're seeing winds out of the south, and it does look like we have a low pressure system that's going to push through, moving slowly, bringing us some isolated showers and thunderstorms late tonight. We'll continue with scattered showers and thunderstorms, so it does look like we will see rain likely as we head towards the end of the week. The good news is that as this low moves through, we will see cooler temperatures by Thursday and Friday back into the lower 70s for a high. So across the area, sunny early, then increasing clouds, lower 90s. Tonight, isolated showers and thunderstorms late in the upper 60s. For tomorrow, partly sunny to mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms, mid 80s. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, will continue with showers and thunderstorms mainly overnight, lower 60s. For Thursday, mostly cloudy skies will continue with rain. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature late September 77, record high on this date 106, the average low 52 and the record low 32. Sunset this evening at 7:15, sunrise in the morning 7:21.
For shape, texture, and color deep into the fall, there's nothing like ornamental grasses for your perennial garden. A closer look today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Frustrated with your current health care coverage? Kansans are saving up to 60% a month with Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. Choose from individual and family plans, short-term coverage, or dental and vision plans. It's quality coverage you can afford. Learn more and get a free quote by visiting kfphealthplans.com or visiting a Farm Bureau financial services agent near you.
The Storm Report is giving away a $100 Visa gift card and a Zone Guard Plus weather alert system, and we want you to win. Just text the word WIN to 855-939-2526. That's WIN to 855-939-2526. The Zone Guard Plus is equipped with a special weather alert tone that sounds when severe weather enters your area. Text WIN to 855-939-2526. That's WIN to 855-939-2526.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, September 28th, the 271st day of the year. Television host Ed Sullivan was born on this day in 1902. It's about this time of year when the dramatic effect of ornamental grasses in your perennial garden can really be seen. As other plants wither, grasses provide shape, texture, and color. Not sure which grass will work in your area? Big Blue Stem is a good bet. It's native to virtually all of the tall grass prairies in the U.S., and it's winter hardy to USDA Zone 3. Plus, there are some new Blue Stem cultivars that are virtually stunning. Rain Dance grows to 6 feet tall and turns dark maroon in the fall with red flowers and stems. And the aptly named Red October turns a vivid scarlet for a dramatic effect. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
You're not ready for football season until you visited Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville. Show your Kansas State Wildcat pride. University of Kansas Rock Chalk Jayhawkness. Or that you're part of the Kansas City Chiefs Red Kingdom. With flags, tumblers, memorabilia, and more from Reflections.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Tuesday. Kansas City Chiefs coach Andy Reid was released from the hospital yesterday after he fell ill and was taken by ambulance to be treated for dehydration following Sunday's game. Chiefs spokesperson Ted Cruz said that Reid was in great spirits and that he planned to visit the practice facility later yesterday or today. The 63-year-old Reid is expected to coach Sunday when the Chiefs visit Philadelphia. More from Chiefs Kingdom as they are signing former All-Pro wide receiver Josh Gordon, who was recently reinstated by the NFL after violations of its policies on substance abuse and performance-enhancing substances. Gordon's agents confirmed that Gordon was headed to Kansas City yesterday. The expectation was that he'll he'll join the active roster as soon as he's up to speed. The 30-year-old Gordon was one of the league's dynamic players early in his career in Cleveland, where he led the league with 1,646 yards receiving during the 2013 season. Mid-America Network Sports.
All across the nation, we are here for our communities.
We're doing our part to get supplies where it's needed in order to fight COVID-19 together.
Got to do what we got to do, helping the people that did lose their jobs and lost their income, and now they don't have money for their food.
It feels good to be out there to assist our community with what we're dealing with. It's what you sign up for as a soldier.
We will not rest until the mission is complete.
Each one of these soldiers, once they received the call, they understood that all hands were on deck. This goes to the core of what citizen soldiers do.
We are your Army National Guard.
I would like our friends and family to know that your National Guardsmen are always ready and always there.
Always ready, always there. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more. Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard. Aired by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
The Cleveland Indians won their last home game before they became the Guardians, beating the Kansas City Royals 8-3 to close a run that started in 1915 and will continue in 2022 with a new identity. The home finale was the club's final game in Cleveland as the Indians, ending a 106-year run in a city where the name will forever be attached to those of legendary players like Bob Feller, Larry Doby, and Jim Thome. The Cleveland Indians and the Royals mix it up again tonight, this time in Kansas City. First pitch at 7:10. NASCAR, if you missed it on Sunday, turns out 21 was Denny Hamlin's lucky number in Vegas. After finally getting his first career victory at Las Vegas Motor Speedway on his 21st try, Hamlin is on an undeniable hot streak that he just might ride all the way to his long-sought first NASCAR Cup Series championship. Hamlin finally broke through in Vegas Sunday night, holding off Chase Elliott. That's your Tuesday look at sports on the Mid-America Network.
Tune for the Coach's Corner following sports each evening at around 5:20 as we visit with the area high school football coaches from Diller O'Dell and Southern on Mondays. Tuesday, it's Axtell and Centralia. Wednesday, Hanover and Lynn. Frankfort and Valley Heights featured Thursday with Washington County and Marysville on Friday. Plus tune Fridays for the K-Prep's pregame show beginning after the news at 6. Our Coach's Corner roundup following ahead of pregame coverage and our Friday night kickoffs live on KNDY.
Often called the last smile of the season, moms have a long history, are included in holiday celebrations, used in preparing meals and beverages, added to bouquets, and of course grown in our landscapes. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. It's believed that the florist mom was first brought into garden cultivation in China more than 3,000 years ago. The original plants were just simple yellow daisies, but Chinese breeders developed hundreds of new cultivars. The Japanese started growing the chrysanthemum in 386 AD and also developed many new varieties and appreciation for this floral beauty. The yellow and white flowers of this species are boiled to make a sweet drink, and the leaves are steamed or boiled and used as greens in parts of Asia. The diversity of flower shapes and colors makes this a good choice for the garden or garden bouquet. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
So you've cut back on everything from lattes to lunches, but if you're still coming up short at the end of the month, try this. Give State Farm agent John Bannister a call for a free discount double check. He'll show you how something as simple as combining car and home policies could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Discounts vary from state to state. See John Bannister, State Farm agent, 1022 Broadway in Marysville.
Imagine having a job that is like trying to find a needle in the proverbial haystack. Now imagine that is your job every day. It's a career that Dave enjoys, and one that keeps him much in demand. His unique story is this edition of The American Countryside.
We all know a few fair-weather folks. They're around when the food comes out.
Oh, yeah!
Nowhere to be found when the cows are out. With all life's uncertainties, you want a reliable partner. With you, rain or shine. When it comes to nitrogen, there's a new, predictable choice. Pivot BioProven, the tiny nitrogen-producing microbes that have a big impact on your bottom line. Pivot BioProven, predictable, productive, weatherproof. Get a reliable partner. Get the new nitrogen. Get Pivot BioProven.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Dave Sheldon has lived on Maui since the age of 16. He had friends who were lifeguards on the beaches there, and he began to hear of a common problem.
You know, every once in a while somebody would come up to the lifeguard stand, and most of the time on their honeymoon, and they lose their wedding ring, and they're like, I gotta have it back.
Dave had always been intrigued by metal detectors, so he got one back in his 20s and headed to the beach.
I always thought of it as just trying to help these people out. I've never really done it as a hobby, more just for search and recovery, returning items.
And the list of items Dave is asked to find goes on and on.
I can go from finding somebody's property markers on their property, or even septic tank lids, or on the beach, all kinds of jewelry, you name it, any kind of jewelry. I've had to find hearing aids, dentures, cameras, prescription sunglasses. Cell phones nowadays can go underwater. You know, I got to go find cell phones.
He says people often have a general idea of where they lost something on the beach, and that makes the job much easier. If it's lost in the water, the task is immediately much more difficult.
In the water, the sand's moving a lot. Sometimes it, you know, overnight it could change 3, 4, 5 feet of sand. So definitely getting to the area as soon as possible is huge key.
You'll be amazed by what Dave finds and what he does with it. The story continues next time as we travel the countryside on the island of Maui, Hawaii. I'm Andrew McCray.
If you've noticed silky webbing encasing your tree branches, the fall webworms have set up housekeeping. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Their presence is more unsightly than it is serious as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. What's the price of corn? Find out by asking your smart speaker to enable Successful Farming Live. The Alexa skill in Google Action provides the latest commodity prices alongside tips from AGI. Remember, just say, enable Successful Farming Live.
The trees in my area have big silky nests on the ends of the branches with wiggling caterpillars inside them. They're fall webworms, and while they might gross you out, they're not harmful to the tree. The webworms feed on dozens of tree species, but one of their favorites is the black walnut. Ken Holscher is an extension entomologist at Iowa State University. He says the female moth lays her eggs on the undersides of the leaves. When the larvae hatch, they eat the foliage around them.
They encase that foliage in that webbing. And once they devour all the foliage within that webbing, they just simply expand the webbing and incorporate more foliage. So that tent structure gets bigger and bigger and might reach anywhere from 2 to 3 feet long by the time it's all done. And those caterpillars are always within the tent.
The sight of this can be absolutely ghastly, but Holscher says unless the tree is very small or it's suffering from some other stress factors, the webworms and their tents will not kill the tree. If it still alarms you, there are a couple of things you can do. One is to simply prune out the webbing when you first see it. The other option is to spray it with a pesticide. But Holscher says there's a couple of issues with that.
Number one, you would have to make sure you have a fairly high pressure because the spray material would have to penetrate through that webbing to get to where those caterpillars are. Number two, while it may kill the caterpillars in there if you get sufficient penetration, it doesn't remove that tent. I mean, it's still going to be there and it's still going to look unsightly. So if that's a concern, you just don't like how it looks, you're better off to just figure out how you can get up there and prune that out.
Holscher says the webbing will go away on its own over time. Falling leaves and weather will eventually tear it up. Learn more about fall webworms in your trees at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Like new and priced right, the Nordis Motor Company has a 2019 GMC Acadia, a 2017 Chevy Equinox. There's a 2016 Buick LaCrosse, 2015 Chevy Town & Country, and a 2014 Chevy Captiva. These are priced right and ready to go at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling. Calling for you and for me. See on the porch, He's waiting and watching, watching for you and for me. Come home, come home. You are weary, come Call.
I am fascinated watching virtual painting tutorials. But even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track. One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set. And your wishes, well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning.
An Idaho community's annual festival puts sheep in the spotlight. Up next on Farm to Fork.
O'Reilly. A farmer's work is never done, and the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts with a complete line of fuel pumps and filters, hydraulic hoses, couplings, and fluid. So your equipment maintenance and repair doesn't stand in the way of a hard day's work. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today or O'ReillyAuto.com and search farm.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I speak from experience when I say that the right tools help keep a farm, a ranch, or a household running smoothly. The folks at Gempler's know that too. It's why they carry the tool brands you trust to help you work smarter, safer, and more comfortably. It's Gempler's specialty. Family-owned and independent, just like their customers. Just like you. More than 30,000 problem-solving tools and gear in stock. Shop Gempler's.com today and avoid downtime tomorrow. Next week, folks in the Wood River Valley in Idaho will note the 25th anniversary of the Trailing of the Sheep Festival. It's ranked one of the top fall festivals in the country by a bunch of outfits that rank that sort of thing. Festival Executive Director Laura Musbach-Drake says it all started after local sheep ranchers let the county put in a bike trail that overlapped sheep migration trails, as long as the sheep could still use those trails.
Don Peavy, who is the founder of our festival, he's a third-generation rancher. He started getting lots of phone calls, and people were very upset about the sheep, their leftover droppings, let's say, getting in the spokes of their bikes and their rollerblade wheels, and what's going on with these sheep? They're on our bike path. So John Peavy said, you know what? The sheep were here long before the bike path or the recreators or the skiers. Why don't you come have coffee with me at the local coffee shop? And I'm going to tell you the history of the sheep in this valley, and then you can come out and trail them with us.
Drake says it became an annual gathering and grew into a festival.
The highlight of the weekend is always the big sheep parade in downtown Ketchum, where some performers are followed at the very end by a band of about 1,500 sheep hoofing it down Main Street.
The festival runs October 6 to 10. Learn more at trailingofthesheep.org. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
People think pencils and notebooks when they think back to school. At Ashley Furniture, they think mattress. Whether they're entering kindergarten or college, a restful night is what they need to succeed. Ashley has a large selection of in-stock beds from Sealy, Tempur-Pedic, and Ashley Sleep, with queen mattress starting at $277. Get free delivery and haul away for new mattresses over $999 and a 100-night comfort guarantee. A good day at school starts with a good night of sleep. Ashley Home Store, Indian Creek Mall, Beatrice.
The Marshall County Special Services Cooperative will offer early childhood screening for children ages 3 to 5 years who are experiencing difficulty walking, talking, seeing, hearing, or learning. The screening is free, conducted by qualified professionals, and is by appointment only. This will be held Friday, October 1st at Marysville Elementary from 8 until noon and at Waterville Elementary from noon until 3:30. For an appointment, phone 785-562-5308, option 2, or email kstuder at usd364.org for an application.
When you're planning to seed your lawn, the keys to success are in preparing the soil and choosing the best type of grass seed that will thrive in the conditions where you live. Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville can help you with both. They have rental equipment such as tillers and overseeders, and they offer a great selection of grass seed for sale, plus fertilizer, garden hoses, and sprinklers. You'll be on your way to a beautiful lawn with the help of Hometown Lumber and Hardware. Thanks for buying local. It does make a difference.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Harvest update here on the Mid-America Ag Network, brought to you by Abilene Machine. New, used, or remanufactured parts. You can find them online and order 24/7 on their website at abilenemachine.com. Well, it's a little bit early for the sorghum harvest, but it is beginning here in the state of Kansas. As we sat down with Executive Director for the Kansas Grain Sorghum Producers Association to give us an update on what we could look like for the harvest of sorghum across the state here in the next few weeks.
Well, sorghum is looking very good, and we're making progress. We're probably maybe close to 50% or a little less mature. The harvested portion is still probably, let's say, 20% or less. But just as folks can see driving around, it's a beautiful crop. It's a beautiful time of year. There is good harvest or good yield potential out there. Hearing some anecdotal 90 bushel, 100 bushel type averages, but there's still a long ways to go before we really know where we're at.
He also talked about the dry conditions across the Mid-America region and how it could be affecting one way or the other the upcoming harvest in the state.
It will in terms of maturity, perhaps, but it's also going to be detrimental from a yield standpoint. I talked to a producer in extreme southwest Kansas who was disappointed in his yields, and I know a producer from Wellington that was a little less than that 90 bushel territory. I think the average is supposed to be off a little bit at around 75 bushels per acre. So lack of rain is good to one degree to get it harvested and get it out. On the other hand, some of the sorghum could have used a little more moisture.
The executive director for the Kansas Grain Sorghum Producers Association, as we continue on with harvest updates across the Mid-America region here and in the state of Kansas, all presented by Abilene Machine. New, used, and remanufactured parts. You can find them online at their website and order online anytime 24/7 at abilenemachine.com. Harvest update from the Mid-America Ag Network.
At Midwest Kia, we're helping you solve all the problems that everyone is talking about when buying your next new vehicle. Have you been told there are no new cars out there? No problem. Have you been told you have negative equity? No problem. Have you been told you have bad credit? No problem. Maybe you've even heard you can't get a great deal on a new car. At Midwest Kia, we solve all of these problems for you. With over 300 new Kias, certified pre-owned Kias, and used vehicles, Midwest Kia has the deal and the car, truck, or SUV for you. And we want to get you approved. If you have $600 cash or trade, you could be approved for a brand new Kia today. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Only at Midwest Kia and MidwestKia.com. Simple, transparent, and fast. A better way to buy.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Farm safety is everyone's responsibility. You're reminded to be aware during a busy harvest season of additional activity on rural roads. Be safe this fall. A reminder from the ground up, Midwest Products Hanover can assist with concrete drives, parking, walks, entries, foundations, and support walls. Quality people help produce quality products, and you can rely on their crews for a job done right. Concrete plants at Hanover, Washington, and Clay Center. Midwest Products also haul rock, sand, and gravel. They have a crane for rent and can assist with site preparation. Start your next job with a call for a quote today from Midwest Products at Hanover.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Farm supply cooperatives and independent ag retailers enjoying strong financial returns as the upturn in U.S. grain prices enters the second consecutive year. This extended period of above-average crop prices leading farmers to increase spending on agronomic inputs and services. But while profits for the ag retail sector are expected to remain favorable over the next 12 months, emerging structural challenges will bring increased competition and pressure profitability in the years to come. Major crop input suppliers wielding greater market power, larger farm enterprises with a growing appetite for more sophisticated technology, and competition from ag equipment dealers competing for those services are among the key challenges facing ag retailers over the long term. In a new report from CoBank's Knowledge Exchange Division, the ag retailer of the future has an opportunity to earn more income from precision agronomy services and emerging sustainability management programs in addition to those traditional crop input sales. National Association of Wheat Grower President Michigan Farmer Dave Milligan testified in front of the House Ag Committee this week. And the full committee had a hearing on voluntary carbon markets in agriculture and forestry. He highlighted several benefits of growing wheat has had in the environment, like improving soil quality, protecting the soil from erosion, and reducing weed pressure when added to a crop rotation. He discussed the unique characteristics of wheat production and potential participation in voluntary carbon markets. Wheat production includes diverse rotations and existing conservation and crop management systems, and those are specific to the climate, soil, and markets. He also stressed that as carbon markets are expanded, and growers need technical assistance to understand both the agronomic and environmental impact of additional climate smart practices. That is an Ag Business Update. For AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
One trip to Valley Vet Supply in Marysville will get you all set to vaccinate your cows and calves. They have the vaccines you want for protection from respiratory infections, black leg, pink eye, and pneumonia. Valley Vet also has combination shots to save time and stress on the calf. And vaccines for pregnancy protection will help ensure a better calf yield next year. See Valley Vet Supply in Marysville to help you get ready to vaccinate. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 8, Saturday, 8 to 6, and Sunday, 12:30 to 5. Or order online at valleyvet.com.
Supply. Providing a food plot for wildlife will help them through the winter. You don't have to plant anything special. Make the most of what's already there on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Do you want to unlock the secret to higher yields? With Titan XC on your dry fertilizer this fall, more of your applied nutrients will be available to your crop come spring to help drive yield on every acre. Find out what 50 million acres already know with Titan XC from Nutrien Ag Solutions. Always read and follow label directions.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. What's the price of corn? Find out by asking your smart speaker to enable Successful Farming Live. The Alexa skill in Google Action provides the latest commodity prices alongside tips from AGI. Remember, just say, enable Successful Farming Live.
Get through the fall and winter with a food plot. You can plant specific forages and vegetation for them, or you can make use of what's already there on the farm at no or little cost. Adam Jenke is an extension wildlife specialist at Iowa State University. He says weedy areas along the edges of fields, wetlands, or idled areas in the barn lot provide many habitat benefits. There are plenty of opportunities in the pasture or crop fields as well.
What comes to mind would be simple things like leaving a few rows of corn or beans along adjacent cover like fence rows or woodlot edges. They can make for a really important food source for wildlife during the winter. And other things like cover crops could also be good wildlife forage.
There is no hard and fast rule as to how much to provide because every farm is different. He says the wildlife will tell you how much they need.
If you left a few rows of corn, say, for pheasants or deer or turkeys or a bunch of things that would use them, you could go back out in the spring and see how much is left, and the wildlife will tell you how much they needed, essentially. And if you find that maybe you left too much one year and there was still some corn left on the ear, then maybe next year you leave a little bit less, or maybe you'll find that all the corn got eaten, and in the future you could think about leaving a little more.
It's best to have food sources close to where wildlife hunker down, such as forests, windbreaks, and shelter belts. Winter cover is much more effective with a food source nearby. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about food plots for wildlife at agriculture.com.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by Agritech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Still a little bit slower day moving through the Tuesday today with not a lot of news coming out right now. Corn, wheat, soybeans all mostly lower in the red, kind of mixed in the livestock right now. The cotton market, we are still seeing a little bit of some green positive news in the cotton as we see harvest continuing with cotton as well as Kansas shows about a 1% rate of harvest for the cotton right now. That's right on about average from what we saw this time last year. So a little bit slow on that front, but we are seeing that one in the green for positive news with the dry conditions and the warmer weather. That could potentially change over the next few days in the Mid-America region as some heavier storms coming through the Mid-America region that could put a damper on some of that. But right now, December cotton is up right now $1.74 to $99.79. The March is up $1.52 to $98.34. Soybeans been pretty consistent throughout the day today. November's down 9.5 to $12.78 even. That's with a lot more soybeans going into the market with the current harvest ongoing. Soybean meal for October down 20 cents to $3.37.10. October soybean oil is down 41 cents in the red, $2.57.89. The continued corn harvest is putting some more into the market and putting that down into the red a little bit as it kind of balances itself out. We are still up month over month right now for prices on corn. December corn down 5.5 right now to 534. The wheat, same story there. December's down 11.75 to 710.5. Lean hogs are still riding the rally with more purchases globally right now, with lean hogs for October up by 72 cents to 90.97. Feeder cattle, they're up after the cash grain report from Friday last week, with September up 30 cents to 154.55. The October live cattle down 7 cents right now to 122.32. A quick look at your U.S. dollar index right now. We are seeing that in the green today, 34 cents higher to 93.72. The mini S&P for December down by 84 to 43.49. The mini Dow is down by 5.38 currently. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network.
All across the nation, we are here for our communities.
We're doing our part to get supplies where it's needed in order to fight COVID-19 together.
Got to do what we got to do, helping the people that did lose their jobs and lost their income, and now they don't have money for their food.
It feels good to be out there to assist our community with what we're dealing with. It's what you sign up for as a soldier.
We will not rest until the mission is complete.
Each one of these soldiers, once they received the call, they understood that all hands were on deck. This goes to the core of what citizen soldiers do.
We are your Army National Guard.
I would like our friends and family to know that your National Guardsmen are always ready and always there.
Always ready, always there. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard. Aired by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
KNDY.
Shine for me.
legendary country music on a legendary country station. We're KMDY Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.